The main way that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, finds people who are here illegally is through the criminal justice system. Local jails are now required to turn over fingerprint data to the FBI, which shares it with ICE. When the immigration authorities find someone they think might be here illegally, they issue a so-called detainer request. That's a notice to the local jail that ICE wants to take custody of the person once they've been released from jail. King County Sheriff John Urquhart says the county's full cooperation up till now with detainer requests is hurting his ability to fight crime.
We cannot be an effective police agency and therefore reduce crime and the fear of crime if people are afraid to call us because they think they're going to get deported, either as a victim or a witness.
That's one reason why King County Council Chair Larry Gossett wants to limit the detainer requests the county honors to people who have been convicted of a serious or violent crime. He says his approach would keep King County safe, but at the same time not flag people to the immigration authorities who pose no threat. A spokesman for ICE in Seattle declined to comment. The council will hold more hearings before bringing it up for a vote. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.